بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala جل جلاله said and ordered us and said, يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us and commanded us and said, O you who believe, take help from sabr and salah. And then Allah said, إن الله مع الصابرين. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the people who do sabr. We are living through difficult times, and therefore it is important for us to continuously check what we are doing and how we are doing it and what the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Sabr is one of the many things which is misunderstood. Sabr seems to be the meaning that we tend to take of sabr is inaction. We do nothing. And we say, I am doing sabr. That is not sabr, that is laziness. Inaction is not sabr. Sabr is to do the best that you can do in that situation. To use all your intelligence, all your wisdom, all your resources to try to help yourself. To try to change the situation or change yourself. Or protect yourself, and then to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sabri wa salah. First sabr, then salah. The finest example, as I keep saying all the time, the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the tafsir of the Quran. The tafsir of this ayah is in the conduct of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the battle of Badr. He was faced with a situation where the odds against him were overwhelming. The opposing force was almost three times his force, far better equipped, far better armed. So what did he do? He didn't run away. He also did not do anything unwise. Instead of that, he arranged his troops. He did the best that he could do with regard to the strategy of the battle to come the following morning, and then he stood in salah. He did not immediately start praying without making the arrangements. Neither did he run away from the place. He could have simply made dua. He did not do that. He first did whatever was in his power. And after doing that, then he stood in salah. This is the essence of tawakkul. Tawakkul is sabr wa salah. Together is tawakkul. Tawakkul is to acknowledge. Sometimes we say, leave the result to Allah. I think this is a wrong way of saying something. Because who are you to leave or not leave? It is not in your control anyway. So what are you saying? I am leaving to Allah. Who are you? You are nobody to leave anything. Allah is in control. The issue is to accept that Allah is in control. It's not, you are not leaving anything to Allah. You are owning and accepting the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is in control. So then why make effort at all? If Allah is in control, Allah will do what He wants. We make effort because Allah told us to make effort. We are not making effort, and this is a very important point to understand, because this is many times this becomes a form of shirk khafi, a hidden shirk, where we make effort and then we start believing that the success is based on the effort. Success is not based on the effort. That is why bisabri wa salah. Allah said, take the help of making your own effort, sabr, and then turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to acknowledge and accept that this effort I made with your tawfiq and because of your hukam, but this effort can do nothing by itself. I need your help. I need you to put life into this effort. I need you to put success into the effort. That is the essence of tawakkul. And tawakkul is the tawheed of the heart. Tawakkul is what protects the heart from shirk. Otherwise, we fall on the effort. Right? For example, if you have connections with somebody powerful, now you might feel that, you know, this person is good. We don't know, maybe sometime in the future this person might be useful for me. So I am cultivating this contact and so on and so forth. Then one day this person invites you for a party to their home or some official party. And in this party you know that alcohol will be served because this person with whom you have this contact is not a Muslim. And official parties alcohol is served. Now what do you do? What do you do? What you do is proof of whether you have tawakkul on Allah or not. That is the proof. If you say, but you see, this is an official party, this is my company career, this person is the CEO of the company, the CEO has invited me, Bill Gates has invited me home, you know, Warren Buffett has invited me home, he has invited me to this exclusive meal, one-on-one with Warren Buffett, for which people pay $250,000 just to have this meal, $250,000. I am being invited free. And Warren Buffett is having some, you know, wine with his food. He is not asking me to have the wine. I will drink water. Is it permissible for you to sit in the same room, to sit on the same table where wine is being served? What did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Did he say it's okay for official parties? No. He says not permissible. So what will you do? Will you say, no, you see, we don't know how Warren Buffett is going to be useful for me at some point in time. This is the essence. This is the test of of your and my heart. This is the test of tawakkul. This is the test of tawheed. Whether you think Allah is more powerful than Warren Buffett or Warren Buffett is more powerful than Allah. I'm using Warren Buffett's name just as an example. But I'm saying, this is the proof. Because if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the fa'il haqiqi, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is alimun bi zati sudur, who is ala kulli shayin qadir, who is yaf'alu ma yasha wa yahkumu ma yurid, khaliqu samawati wal ard, badi'u samawati wal ard, fatiru samawati wal ard, khaliqu kulli ahya, kulli ashya wal ahwal, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all of this and more, then are you more concerned about offending Allah or about offending somebody in this dunya? This is the test. This is the test. No matter what you say, if you break the law of Allah to please somebody in this dunya, then you are committing shirk as far as Allah is concerned, because you are saying by your action that this person has more power than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I need this person more than I need Allah. So should we have friends? Should we cultivate good contacts? Of course. That comes under the issue of sabr. Should I have a good network? Of course you must have a good network. But should I rely on this network against reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I mean, that's a, you know, dumb question. See, with our tongues, we all say these things. It's not, no Muslim will say that, you know, this person is more powerful than Allah. But the issue is, what do we do with our actions? Does the action also show that? Or it's only on the tongue? Now, what is the dalil to say that I don't have to please anyone other than Allah. The dalil is, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the hadith of Qudsi, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when a person is engaged and focused on pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. Yesterday we talked about dunya wal akhirah. So in continuation with that, I'm saying this. If a person is engaged with pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, that is his single-minded focus. I must please Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this person. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, when Allah loves a person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls Jibreel alayhi salam and says, I love so and so. So you also love him. Jibreel alayhi salam says, I love so and so, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this person. And then he said, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Jibreel alayhi salam announces in the heavens that Allah loves so and so, so all of you also love him. So all the malaika in the heavens, and Allah knows how many there are, they love this individual. And remember, the name of the individual is being taken by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, by Jibreel alayhi salam, by all the malaika. It's not a random thing. It is specific to the individual. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, and then the izzah and the hub, the love and the respect of this person will be established in the hearts of the inhabitants of the earth. So where does it begin? It begins with pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where does it show itself? It shows itself in the way people relate with you. People who are complete strangers, they will love you, they will respect you, they have not seen you before, they have seen you for the first time, they will love and respect you as if they have known you all their lives. People who are with you, people who are, you know, on a daily basis, they will love you and respect you. Your wives and husbands will love and respect you. Your children will love and respect you. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves you. And in this hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also mentioned the opposite. What happens to somebody who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hates, who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala dislikes? The opposite of this will happen. Where does it start? It starts with disobeying and displeasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Where does it end? It ends with the world turning against you. Right? So, if we want popularity, if we want influence in the world, what must we do? Not campaigning and canvassing, not giving parties and dinners, not attending parties and dinners where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being openly disobeyed. You have a party and a dinner in the name of deen. Today, Muslims have reached such a level of shamelessness that they have a function in the name of Islam in which they will have a woman coming and singing, and they have a Ghana party in that function, and the function is in the name of Islam. They will have a wedding. What is a wedding? A wedding in Islam is a form of ibadah. If you are doing it according to Sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, it is a form of ibadah. Sure, there is a contract and a civil contract and so on. But actually, it is a form of ibadah. And in the name of this wedding, then you do, may Allah forgive us, I don't even want to mention all the stuff that we do, but you know better than me what happens. We do all of this haram. It is high time. All this is being done, why? Because you want to please somebody. Because you want to get popularity. How will you get popularity when you are angering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The way to become popular in this world, and I'm not saying do it for that reason, you please Allah for the sake of pleasing Allah. But one of the side effects of that is you will become popular, you will become influential, you people will respect you, people will honor you, people will listen to you, people will want to be with you. But on the other hand, in order to become popular with people, in order to have influence, in order to thinking that one day this person will help me, this is shirk. This is shirk. Nobody and nothing can help you if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to do something to you. The whole world can come together and they cannot move a finger, they cannot change a hair in your head if Allah decides that some harm is going to befall you. And if Allah decides to protect you, the whole world and his grandfather cannot harm you. If Allah has decided that He is going to protect you. So I remind myself and you, focus only on one thing. Don't get distracted. And what is that thing? pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. In that process, if somebody of this world is displeased, that is their problem. It's not your problem. You did not try to displease them. You did not try to hurt them. You are engaged in pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This person says, I don't like what you are doing. So don't like. So don't like. Who cares? I don't care. I am praying 5 times a day. Somebody says, I don't like you praying 5. Don't like. I'm not praying to you. I have a beard on my face. Somebody says, I don't like your beard. I mean, this is my piece of real estate, right? My face belongs to me. I can have a beard on it. I can have whatever. Who are you? Don't worry about the world. The world does not own you. You are nobody's slave. Allah has made you independent and free. Please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is honor in the slavery of Allah. And there is dishonor in displeasing Allah. One single point of reference. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to fill our hearts with His majesty and nur and with the hope of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and enable us to live on the path that is shown by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahim.